Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Put your seatbelts on and open up your mind because it's time for our weekly talk radio review, a roundup of the top stories from Talkers Magazine. This hour goes with the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my DJV colleagues Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, to talk about some, if not all, of the items in the story list and the people on the people list that's procured by Talkers Magazine every week. They listen to and examine what's going on in News Talk Radio, listen to the stations, talk to the hosts. It's a very intricate and involved way of trying to put their fingers on the pulse. And so in the story list at number 10, the Nobel Prizes. I must say, ladies, that that has gone completely out of my radar, off the radar. Did either any of you, either because there's three of you, that's not appropriate, did any of you pay attention to the announcement of the Nobel Prizes and the hoopla around that?
I saw the headline, but I don't really, I don't know. I think it's become really political.
Does it make a difference?
Yeah, that's a, yeah.
Political. Make a difference anymore?
Mm. Yeah. No? I mean, I'm sure for the people that have won, having a Nobel Peace Prize is pretty cool.
Yeah. What did they get, $100,000?
I got to be honest, I'm living my life just fine, whether they got the Nobel Peace Prize or not. I figure it's probably not in my future, so, you know, you just got to move along. Congratulations.
So who won? Anybody know? This is the game.
Yeah, there's a journalist named Maria Ressa who won the Nobel Peace Prize. She and Dmitry Muratov have both been awarded.
Too.
Yeah. They were awarded the Peace Prize for their efforts to, quote, safeguard freedom of expression in the Philippines and Russia.
Philippines, isn't that where that nut bird is?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, right. Duarte, is that his name? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so.
But I also I like that it's not just given to a world leader. You know, this time it goes all over the place. So yeah, but I think it's important, and it also, you know, for maybe the average person who just sees this as a news flash at night, you know, oh, what's wrong with the Philippines? You know, if you maybe don't know what's happening, or freedom of expression being suppressed in Russia. So I think it raises awareness for a very good cause.
Well, as sort of a backgrounder, whether you know it or not, George Nobel, or Noble, was the guy who invented dynamite. And he felt, as he saw how it was used, he made so much money because it became, you know, at first it was supposed to help in building projects and that sort of thing. And then it became used in war, and he didn't like that. And he felt guilty about it, so he left all of his riches in various prizes or recognitions of people who've done great things to sort of unload his guilt having developed dynamite. So whether that, it has worked. It's, you know, get a lot of attention, and it's good for people. Not so much dynamite, although dynamite has been used for good things. But he was guilty. He felt guilty about it being used in war and for crimes and stuff. Okay, so that's number 10. It's sort of tied with that Major League Baseball playoffs. The Red Sox are going to win it all. I don't know what else needs to be said. Anything else need to be said?
Yeah, the Dodgers are going to win it all.
Oh, come on. I mean, you said that last year.
And they did. I was
they
right.
did. She was right. He forgets that, Jen. He totally forgets.
No, I didn't forget. It was just a little fun and in perspective or retrospective. All right, number 9, Texas abortion law. Boy, I wish those conversations would go away because they go no place. Kind of like, you know, the discussion.
Well, a judge blocked it. That's why it's back this week. It's not.
Yeah.
That's kind of the big story.
So,
is that there's,
blocked
there's
it in what way?
Obviously been a fight.
Yeah, but
in the courts about this.
So let's talk about what is in the law, just for a moment, and what was blocked by the judge. Because I think there's a lot of confusion. A lot of people heard stories about women going to bordering states to get abortions. And, if that's what you have to do, or that's what you want to do, okay. If Texas wants to put its head in the sand, and I say that not necessarily lovingly. I just think that what they do is they kind of shoot themselves.
Well, let's not make this an argument about abortion, because number one, it'll go forever, and it's completely political.
Yeah.
So, and not only political, but very personal is what I meant to say. So let's not make it about that, and let's just talk about what happened this week. And what happened this week is that a federal judge has issued an order that has blocked their ban on abortions over 6 weeks. So Texas came out with a law. It's basically like a heartbeat bill that says once there's a heartbeat, you can't have access to an abortion. And this has made its way up the court system now to a federal judge who has blocked that ban. So for the moment, everything is back to the way it was a few months ago in Texas as to accessibility for these kinds of things. So that's the change.
Yeah. I think on the personal side, I kind of agree with that. I think life does begin with a heartbeat. But there's so much stuff that goes with it that is very difficult for individuals to understand, or just there's too much blanket think. The thinking isn't an individual. It's not rational. It just becomes like these crazies take over the discussion, and then it becomes frustrating to talk about it. So you're right. Let's move on to the California oil spill, which is number 8. And that's a quick story because this German freighter hooked its anchor into the line, and that's why there's a mess, right? Basic bottom line?
Yeah, it seems that's, I mean, they're still saying the investigation is out, but most people in the state that I live in, California, it's very clear what happened. There are cargo ships that are waiting off the coast of California, particularly in Orange County, waiting to make their way down the path into Long Beach to be unloaded. That's why there's supply chain issues, which is also a piece of this conversation. I mean, everything from toilet paper to cleaning supplies to washing machines to car parts are being impacted in this stoppage of goods. And so everybody's sitting out in the ocean. One of these cargo ships was where they were not supposed to be, whether that was accidental or intentional. We don't really know why, but they dropped an anchor. The anchor split the pipeline. Then the oil company gets the notification. According to reports, people were already seeing a shiny surface on the ocean on Friday. By Saturday morning, overnight, the alarm went off, and then by 6 a.m. on Saturday morning, I think the oil company had responded and shut it down. But why did it take 3 hours is the question for the oil company, and why was the cargo ship there dropping anchor is the question for the cargo.
Now, the oil is this crude oil that's going to the refinery that's down there? Is that what this is?
Yeah, they drill. There's natural tar and stuff in the ocean floor, so there's drilling that happens along the coast of California. This environmental standards are extremely intense for these people to be off the coast of California. So we typically don't have oil spills in our state. That's why there was so much evidence that came from something else.
My question was whether the oil that's in this pipeline is coming from the offshore rigs and going down to the refinery that's in Orange County.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was curious about. Okay, number 7 is a focus on China. I see the CIA is creating a new center focused on gathering intelligence about China and countering its espionage against our country. Yeah, it is about time.
Right? I mean, a lot of foreign, intelligence experts have come out and said, look, if any country deserves its own division in the CIA for focus, it's China. And I think everyone certainly here can probably agree on that as well.
Well, it's too bad. We've let it get to this point, and so now we have to try to counter it, in some way, shape, or form. It's not going to be easy to do because China holds more cards. We could argue China holds more cards than we do because we've let them stack the deck. That's really what we have in concert with Western Europe and basically the rest of the world. We've put China in charge of manufacturing pretty much everything the world uses. So now how do you roll that back? How do you fix that? The folks at the CIA say every corner of the agency is going to be involved in checking on or watching China.
They were pretty upset to find out that we had sent Marines over to that area. A small faction of Marines went over to check out what was going on. But there were the intelligences, and our government has this now making its way to the news media, that China's going to invade Taiwan, they think, by 2025. And a lot of people think a lot sooner than that. They think after the Olympics are over, the invasion of Taiwan will begin. And so China was pretty upset to find out that we had some Marines over in that area kind of shoring things up and doing exercises, I guess, to see how we could stand, you know, against this. Mm-hmm. But are we going to be prepared for that? How far are we going to go? Are we going to sit by and let China take over Taiwan?
And then where do they go from there?
And then the problem is, so then do we have to, like Afghanistan, do we move in? Is that the only option of keeping China out? You know, it's a big problem.
Yep, very dicey. 16 past the hour.
That war will be more damaging.
Yeah, that's, well, it's not appropriate, however, but it is. They just won't. They want everything their way. They want to own the sandbox. They want to own the baseball field. They want to own and control everything, everybody's life. And you see how well that works. They can't control COVID. They can't come up with a vaccine. So what's the world going to look like with China as the lead processor? They make crappy stuff. You got to wonder, people are very, you get to talk to some people from China, they'll tell you the public is very upset about what the government is doing. Pretty much the same as what goes on here and most every place else. And in the modern world, most people don't like their governments. And so but that doesn't stop them from doing what they want to do, because they're holding all the power, all the control. In China's case, they control all the money because it's a communist country. They control everything. And so what do you do under the circumstances? It's pretty dicey stuff. Coming up, number six here on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOCK. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. All right. Hey, number six item is the focus on immigration. I see refugee admissions to our country the lowest in 40 years. So what's that information aimed at countering all the illegals that are coming in, millions by the millions?
Say refugee admissions are down.
Refugees are down.
But there are 2 million people that are walking in.
Trying to get in here. I thought that was kind of, I don't know, silly, disingenuous, whatever
it's
it is.
It's a true fact, but,
But it's a counter. You know that.
You exactly. Look at the larger picture. Yeah.
21 after.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Oh. honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 23 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Review, a roundup of our thoughts from the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay has been tracking the comments from our DJV socials. And one of the questions that we have been grousing over this week, should social media platforms be held accountable for lack of concern over users' mental health? A lot of social media focus on these platforms, especially Facebook, because it melted this week. So what are we getting for responses here, Jay?
For the most part, the big answer is no. People need to hold themselves accountable. Ellen Bishop says, absolutely not. Kids have parents, and adults should be in control of themselves. Well, we know
and their families.
Goes.
Thank you very much. Yep.
Yeah, should be doesn't mean is.
Yeah, right.
Stacey Ari thinks it sounded more like a personal opinion than unless like whistleblowing. That was in terms of the whistleblower situation that happened earlier this week.
Yeah,
where
that's actually that's number four on the calendar. You want to talk about that a little bit? The Facebook whistleblower revelations, that's probably a good thing for us to spend a moment on.
Yeah, one of the employees was talking about how Facebook knew they were doing harm. They knew they were helping to contribute false information and false narratives and, excuse me, really didn't care. They want to make a buck. And then right after the whistleblower interview aired, Facebook, Instagram, and everything Facebook owns went down.
Yeah. Was that a coincidence, Victoria? We were talking about that on the tech report.
Mm-hmm.
The coincidence, or is this, you know, I don't put it past Zuckerberg to pull the plug himself. And
what benefit? They lost ad revenue. That doesn't make any sense.
But
get the
like
focus off the whistleblower.
About the fact that the social media platforms went down and less about what was said in, with the whole, like, quote-unquote whistleblower. Was it...
I mean, personally, I don't believe that the two are connected at all.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Because there's no... When you look at who stands to benefit from that, no one.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
I think it happened to be... I mean, it really was an error of the update.
Say that again?
I don't think that it was connected to the whistleblower because I don't really think this is a real whistleblower. I think she's someone who was not really connected to Facebook. She's giving opinions. She doesn't really have detailed information. And I'm not
defending Facebook, but I think this woman went up there and talked about a lot of things that are very political. She talked about information about the vaccine. She talked about January 6th. This woman, to me, looks more like a plant, and by the way, is being funded by attorneys who are trying to sue people who for the Capitol on January 6th. So I think she's a political actor. And of course, the people that, look, everybody's going to be harmed if you think that your life is not as good as someone else's. So stop using it. I mean, what the heck? Like, Facebook and Instagram, if it's not making you feel good, shut it off.
Right.
I don't know what the big deal is.
Why
about
dig
that.
Around in it? Yeah, I think
if something's toxic in your life, no matter what it is, do something.
I don't use it for anything other than good stuff, animal stuff, things that are good about the family. That's all. I'm not interested. Although, we've been posting at my own personal Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, the DJV download. That we have, not every day, I think, Jay, isn't it? How often do you put it up there? It's always on our DJV Facebook page and our other social media, but I think a couple of times a week you've put it up on mine, right?
Yes, when I remember. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I need to remember every day to put it on your personal stuff.
It's okay. All right, so let's see.
It is on DJV Show every day.
Yep, DGVshow.com. Find the most recent one. Focuses on how we're not very subtle on the DJV program. Also, what Nancy Pelosi's husband is doing with stocks. I think that's a big can of worms, frankly. Stock market and when it's up and down. Look at the portfolios. How can you get access to what congressmen are buying for stocks? Is that public information? What is the...
Yeah, they're all filed with the SEC. Yeah, they are.
But I think there are a lot of ways to hide it. That's the problem, you're smart enough to get cover.
Yeah. All right, you can follow us at DJV Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And also DJVshow.com. You get the podcast, or you can get the full program all day, every day at DJVshow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
4 million Americans getting booster shots so far. That coming as more Americans get their first and second COVID shots, too. Those among the reasons for optimism, Brown University Dr. Ashish Jha on CBS News Friday.
Well, I do think we've turned the corner. There's no doubt about that in my mind as I look at the data. We still have a lot of Americans getting sick and dying every day. 100,000 infections, 1,500 Americans dying every day. So the end is not necessarily near. It'll get nearer much faster if more people get vaccinated. But I think the worst is behind us.
My
Moderna announcing Friday it plans to give the WHO a billion vaccine doses to be used in poorer countries. The white police officer who shot and paralyzed a black man will not face federal charges. The Justice Department announcing Friday it will not file charges against Kenosha, Wisconsin police officer Rushton Shesky for shooting Jacob Blake last year. Investigators say there's not enough evidence to prove Shesky willfully used excessive force. This is USA Radio News. President Biden putting a positive spin on what economists call a weak jobs report. The Labor Department announcing Friday 194,000 jobs added in September. Analysts expected 500,000 new jobs. Biden, though, focusing on the good news.
Today's report has the unemployment rate down to 4.8%, a significant improvement from when I took office and a sign that our recovery is moving forward, even in the face of a COVID pandemic.
When Biden took office, the unemployment rate was 6.3%. While today's 4.8% rate is better, it's still worse than the pre-pandemic number of 3.5% from February 2020. Former President Trump dealing with the legal setback. The Biden administration on Friday refuses to block the National Archives from releasing documents related to the January 6th riot. Trump wants to keep the papers away from the House Select Committee. That's the committee investigating the Capitol Hill violence. Trump arguing executive privilege, but a White House lawyer says that claim is not justified. She writes executive privilege should not be used to shield information that reflects a clear and apparent effort to subvert the Constitution. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now with the DJV gang going over the charts for the week of October 4th to the 8th. Let's see, the economy. Well, let's stay with immigration. Can we, ladies, for a minute?
Sure. You okay?
I heard one voice.
Are you there?
You all right?
Nah, here I am. Okay. So the, and I don't know that this directly relates to immigration, but it does affect the Afghanistani thing. The Americans who are stranded have been evacuated. Where are they?
The Afghans? The ones that have been stranded?
The Americans and other Afghans. The report is that they are out of Afghanistan, but where'd they go?
Right. Some of them. So the headline is that the people who were stuck at Al-Sharif Airport have been,
sent
home.
There.
Right. Yeah. Remember, these are the ones that were being turned around by our own State Department that had private rescues, and they were not being allowed to fly anywhere because of the State Department, which is so bizarre to me. And I still think that we need a clear answer as to why that is. And I don't know if that's because they didn't want them telling their story
or anybody asked Ms. Saki that question?
Well, why isn't it a possibility, though, that that was a security measure? Because everyone keeps criticizing the government, saying, we don't know who's on those planes. They did what they should have done, but now they're getting
These were already pre-screened. See, that is a good point. But these were already pre-screened passengers that had come from the State Department's own screened or own ally list. I mean, what's happening are these are people who have reached out to Congress people or whatever to get them rescued. They've already gotten their security clearance. So it was not a security issue. That's
that's already been checked off the list. And it's funny that they would even worry about security at this point, since they let anybody, their brothers and their mothers and their uncles, get on the plane so that they could have the world's largest evacuation of people that are probably dangerous to our country now sitting here at our military
bases. Good photo
bases.
Op, though.
Yeah,
good
what could go op. Wrong? What could go yeah. wrong? Well, not so great. I mean, they had people hanging off the airplane, so even the photo op was bungled. But, you know, the answer is, the question is why, and no one's really performed a or given a good answer. Not Jen Psaki, not Jake Sullivan. I don't know. So they're home. That's good news. But there's still probably 3,500, I think, after these guys come back, Americans that are stuck there. There are over near 100,000 people with special visas who helped our troops that are stuck there. And the American government working against those people is not what you would think would be happening.
So this comment is not aimed at being critical of talkers or of the countdown or the story list or the people list, because it reflects what's actually being discussed on the air. But it is critical of people who are on the air who have not given what I consider to be, I don't know if it's fair, it's full shift, it's the this shooting incident in the Texas high school. This is the 22nd school shooting so far this year. And this, what, so
guys out of prison.
This youngster from high school, I'm just looking at a text that he sent to his mother, "Mom, I'm scared." And there are a lot of these texts that were sent about, and I think we should be talking about that more so than we ought to be talking about what's her face from Shark Tank calling Whoopi Goldberg fat. Okay, so that's a snarky yuck yuck kind of thing. But if you really want to dig into what if affects our lives, that kind of stuff is affecting our lives. Anyway, I'm disappointed in some of my talk show brethren.
For what?
For not talking about that sort of thing as much as, you know, we're all happy to talk. Well, we're not happy to. I want to stay away from things like abortion and, you know, the usual things that get people riled up, and they call in and the host says, yeah, and then nothing's accomplished. It's a waste of time. So I think the people who listen to talk radio are interested in spending their time well and perhaps learning more from different perspectives of what's actually going on.
I guess I'm confused. What element of the story was not covered?
It's not on the story list of the top 10.
Oh,
so that
the
means
shooting
it wasn't,
is not on the story.
Yeah,
gotcha.
It wasn't
yes.
in.
Okay.
So therefore, it wasn't talked about that much. And
got
I think it ought to be. It's much more, for me, it's much more relevant
well,
than wasting a lot of time
headline.
Talking about January 6th.
Yeah, I mean, it fell out of the headlines really quickly, and I mean, I would imagine it's because it doesn't fit the mold of what we like to talk about, right? We like to talk about crazy white kids who walk into schools, open fire, and have a gun that was legally acquired somehow so that we can go after gun laws. This kid had an illegal gun. He was a black kid. He was a kid who is now out of jail. So it's not, it doesn't seem like the right narrative, right? It's not as interesting to talk about. So it falls away and we move on. Yet I think it's still pretty serious. The fact that a kid is feeling compelled to take a gun to school, the fact that people are bullying so much that the answer is shooting. There's so many elements of this story.
The headlines across the state of Massachusetts this week was a big fight, actually two or three days of fights in the Framingham High School. And kids being arrested, the police now having to have a presence because there is this tension. There weren't any guns involved, but there were some knives involved. And one group is wanting to beat up on another group. Like, we have gang. I don't even want to think that there are gangs here, but I guess there are. And now the gang activity is finding its way into high school, the local high school.
That's nothing new. I mean, there are always groups of kids and gangs or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Well, but every high school has kids who, you know, whether it's the jocks versus the nerds. I mean, that's nothing new. And now maybe it gets more attention if a gun is brought into the mix. Sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, I mean, it's nothing
new. This guy
new.
Was, he says he was bullied because he's so rich, because he has so many things. He has new cars and new stuff, and so then he says he's bullied for that.
Well,
not a reason to bring a gun to school and start shooting.
No, it isn't. The other thing is it's bad judgment on the part of parents, too. I met a woman who, her daughter just got a license and she's 16 and a half. She bought her a little Mercedes to drive to school. What do you think that's, what kind of a rap is that going to lead to with regard to the daughter? That's the kind of stuff. There's no thinking involved. What's the implication of the clothes that you wear to school, or if you're driving a car? I don't think kids should be allowed to drive cars to school, frankly. I don't think kids under the age of 18 should be allowed to own a car.
Well, what about parents who have to work all day and can't be driving the kids
So how did they do it before? Bicycles? To be honest,
when you say, well, how did they do it before? Well, you're talking about, you know, when boomers were kids, mothers didn't work, and mothers drove the kids around. And everyone lives in a two-family income now, or a two-income family now. So that's...
I'm not sure that's... there are more, but to be sure. But I don't know if everyone does.
And buses used to be more broad, where now it's if you live within a certain distance of the school, you're not eligible to be bused in.
Right.
But it still might be too far to walk.
Instead of having the kids walk to school, ride a bike to school, they drive them to school.
Which is one of the reasons
there's so many fat kids.
It's a good thing you don't have a kid right now.
I do. I have two of them.
Yeah, but they're adults.
That's true. All right. And they probably both agree with you. Number three, the focus on, as I said, January 6th. So Trump's lawyer has told some of Trump's aides not to cooperate with the investigation committee. And who is this lawyer? Who is the...
Because it's a sham investigation. I mean, there's already a bunch of investigations that are going on lawfully. This is the one that's being led by Adam Schiff and Lee Zeldin in the Congress. I mean, it's like,
so what
does
it say? What does it mean? Do not cooperate. How does that?
It means that don't take the subpoenas, because they want the House Democrats want to bring in everybody that was around Trump for questioning, and it's going to be fruitless. It's going to be totally fruitless, and so they're just saying don't respond to the subpoenas, right?
Well, according to the reports, though, of what came out, and there's opposition, of course, and, you know, explaining it away, but there was a lot of shenanigans behind the scenes, and a lot of people from the Justice Department and Trump aides who were threatening to quit if he kept pushing the big lie that the election was stolen. He had two different attorneys general who both said there was no evidence to that, including Bill Barr, and then
the guy who took after him. Because there is a lot of evidence that's coming out state by state, but the point is,
Arizona got more counts for Biden, so that was a
fruitful. No, actually it didn't. I mean, there were 70,000 duplicate votes cast in Arizona. That's what came out, the margin of error in Arizona for between Biden and Trump was 10,000, just over almost 11,000 votes. So with 70,000 duplicates, you can't tell me that wouldn't have switched gears. It's all in how the media is spinning it. But it doesn't matter to go. It's not helpful to go over 2020. I mean, I think that there's voter fraud. I think there's voter fraud in every election, and I think mail-in ballots are disgusting. And they're going to be more of that until we fix it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this is not about the big lie. It's not about the election. It's about whether or not Trump coordinated with the insurrectionists. And I think they'd have a better luck looking if whether Nancy Pelosi, the Capitol Police, and the FBI coordinated with the so-called insurrectionists, because there's a lot of evidence of that coming out now.
So Trump says he's going to assert executive privilege in this investigation, and so that means...
Well, that's what the lawyer's claiming. It's probably not going to... I don't know that they'll ever get to subpoena Trump, and he wouldn't... He would.
And it's a House subpoena. It's not even like a real court, which is ridiculous.
Time for us to overview the story list here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week, the week of October 4th to the 8th, and at number 10 on the story list from Talkers Magazine, the Nobel Prizes have been awarded. Number 9, the business about abortion in Texas. Number 8, the situation of the California oil spill. Number 7, China. Number 6, immigration. Number 5, the economy. Number 4, Facebook. Number 3, January 6th. My God, will we ever be over that? That's my editorial comment. Thank you very much. Number 2 this week is COVID, which the first time that's been out of the number 1 slot for a number of weeks, if not a number of months. But that was superseded, if that's the right way to look at it. Number 1 this week is the budget debate and the debt ceiling and all of the things that we're talking about with regard to the morality of government spending. Those are the top 10 items from Talkers Magazine. I mean, all right, COVID vaccines, authorizations, who gets them? That's number two. We'll get to that after this. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number is toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. All right, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. On the people list this week from Talkers Magazine, I'd like to make sure that we get the official list on in each hour of the program just in case we get off, and I know that we do, onto tangents. So the official list from Talkers has Mark Zuckerberg in the number 10 position, Mike Pence at number 9, Nikki Haley is in 8th position, Mr. Trump is in 7th, Mitch McConnell, or the fossil, number 6, Chuck Schumer, another one, those beauties, all these political stars here, right? 5 is Schumer, 4 is Pelosi, 3 is Joe Manchin, 2 is Kyrsten Sinema, and Joe Biden is at the number 1 spot. Once again, the President of the United States usually gets himself into, or herself, if we get to that, into that position, because that's what a lot of people, news talk radio represents. I sometimes think it ought to be described as political news talk radio, because that's what it is more chances, more times than not. All right, so there are the lists, people and stories here. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, 47 at the hour, talk radio review. So let's spend the remainder of our time talking about COVID, the vaccines, that sort of stuff is number two this week. The budget debate is so annoying. I'm doing executive privilege here, and we're not going to waste any time on it. Pfizer has asked the FDA to authorize vaccines for younger children. Define younger. Is this 5?
5 to 11. 5. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is the next age group that they've done the test on.
Is it any different than the vaccine that you and I have gotten as adults?
Yeah,
same
it's
vaccine?
A third. It's the same vaccine, but it's a third of the dose.
Oh.
It's actually, no, it's less than that. It's a third of the dose that the older kids have gotten. So it's even
the 12-year-olds.
Yeah, that group 12 to 17 or whatever, the kids who are 5 to 11 get a third of what the 12 to 17-year-olds.
So when flu shots are given every year to youngsters, how young can you be to get a flu shot? And is it the same thing that they get a third of the dose of adults?
Yeah, babies get flu shots. Mac had half of the dose and then 2 weeks later had the other half of his dose.
And how do you react?
And he was 7 months old. He was fine.
Mm-hmm. Really? So is it, I don't know, I've never, my children, I don't think about it now. I think Megan's had flu shots. I don't know that Brendan has had them. But I'm wondering about...
I haven't had one in 10 years, but they say now is actually the time of the season to get it right now.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Because I guess they are predicting that now, and it makes sense because this time
COVID
last year,
down,
a lot of people
right.
weren't out and about, and now everyone's mm-hmm. kind of, you know, out more, so the flu is going to probably be pretty bad.
You know what we haven't talked about this week, and this is my fault for not bringing it up, this pill that Merck has that cuts the risk of death and hospitalization pretty much down to zero. We didn't spend much time on that at all.
We don't spend much time on therapeutics because then people won't be forced into the vaccine. Because God forbid we talk about something that
is a fabulous. This would be
a good thing. I know
this is it. I mean, hopefully
Pfizer's
working
on a pill as well, but I don't think this got approved yet. This is just they came out with. You know, the thing that's weird about Merck, though, is that Merck came up with two different formulas, I think. I think it was at least one formula for a COVID vaccine, and it had zero effectiveness. So I don't know how they can magically create a pill that supposedly is better than the vaccine when they couldn't even do a decent vaccine. I don't know.
It's good psychology, though. Okay, a pill instead of a shot. Whoopee! That's it, boys and girls. Thank you. 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are at 53 past the hour with an overview now of the top five tech stories of the week, according to Her Majesty Jay. No, Jay's not doing it. Victoria's doing it. Victoria Keelan is our expert when it comes to items that affect us in the common technology world. That's the kind of world that you and I and most of us live in. At number five, Victoria, Amazon and Target are rolling out the barrel already.
Yeah, I know. It seems a little early, like it's, you know, we're still 20-something days away from Halloween. However, Amazon and Target are already starting Black Friday deals. And as we've been talking about, you know, there it could be a very real supply shortage this year of electronics and home goods and toys and fashion, really. I mean, it's kind of in every category. And so that's why Amazon and Target are actually rolling out this early push of deal days. And so Amazon has an early holiday push. Target is doing what their deal days, that they'll be in stores and online October 10th to the 12th. And so, as we know, holiday forecasts this year have predicted a sharp jump in year-over-year spending. However, you know, there's just so much pressure on retailers with supply chain woes, so we'll see. But if you want to get some good deals, you can do you can go on Amazon or you can go on Target or in stores. And so you can start shopping. Do your Christmas shopping now. And I think that's buy your turkey now and get your Christmas shopping done.
Go to the garden club and buy flowers for Christmas. Number four on our list of the top five tech stories is a focus on Twitter.
Twitter's testing out new prompts on iOS and Android that warn you before you jump into a conversation that could get heated. I mean, in my opinion, I think everyone knows when they're jumping into a conversation that's going to get heated. But Twitter is going to now give you a prompt that says, conversations like this can be intense. Let's look out for each other and trying to kumbaya everything. I mean, it's look, Twitter's getting a lot of pressure from all sides of the political aisle. And so I guess this is one way they're trying to sort of, you know, prevent fights from happening and getting people banned and things like that. So we'll see if it works. I don't know if it will, though.
All right, so from one big name to another, number three is a focus on the Apple Watch specifically.
Yeah. So if you have an Apple Watch and you've gotten an alert that you have an irregular pulse notification, but you don't actually have atrial fibrillation, it still means that you could actually have a different type of issue with your heartbeat. And this is according to a new study that was published in the journal Circulation. They've been using data from the Apple Heart study, and they tested 400,000 participants since 2017. And in the study, they found that anyone who got an irregular pulse notification from the watch was sent a clinical ECG patch, which could then monitor their heart rhythm, and they found that 2,000 of the 400,000 actually didn't have an irregular heartbeat, but they had some other underlying condition. So cardiologists are kind of getting brought into the mix more and more to evaluate when someone, if you have an Apple Watch or a Fitbit or something that run, you know, that can do like an ECG, and you have something that's irregular, go to your doctor. Don't just dismiss it, and make sure your doctor doesn't dismiss it either. This tech is very It's very advanced, and a lot of doctors are like, it's not, you know, it's not real. It's an Apple Watch. Right. Turns out it is very accurate.
Okay, number two, our Federal Communication Commission is on to scammers. Let's see if they make a difference.
Well, the FCC is looking into tightening rules around cell phone service, which all of us, you know, everybody has a cell phone. Everybody gets these spam calls all the time. Now, in this case, they're actually trying to rein in SIM swapping scams and port out fraud. Those are two different ways that fraudsters can access a person's cell phone account and then essentially get all of your information and, you know, do all kinds of bad things with it. So SIM swapping has nothing to do with a SIM card. SIM swapping is when someone hijacks your cell phone number so that they can intercept two-factor authentication codes. Those are the codes that get sent to your phone so that you can actually gain access to your account information. They intercept that, take all of your account information, and from that point on, they can really do anything they want with it. They have all of your personal information. Port-out fraud happens when the fraudster poses as the victim and opens an account in the victim's name and with the cell phone number that's been, and then they transfer it or port it out to a new account. And so basically, you've lost access to your own phone number. So the FCC has a lot of catching up to do, and so they're looking into how they can crack down on this kind of stuff. I hope it works, because it's every day. This is just a cybercrime area that's not being addressed.
Facebook is number one.
Oh, yeah. So the outage heard around the world. So on Monday, 6 hours of no Facebook, Instagram, or WhatsApp drove the planet insane. And it turns out that it was just a routine maintenance error that caused this entire meltdown.
Meltdown. Yeah, it's too much. Facebook is public enemy number one, I think, for a lot of people. All right, that's it. The top five items from the world of technology at 59 past.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.